Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
Well, our reigning champion is Mark Cox.
Thank you.
Because last week he won by only one.
That and does not seem to be in dispute, Carl.
Is the
this
is
year.
The one that's disputing is... Are you going to dispute this week?
No, I'm just so proud of Mark being so humble about his wins.
I had a long dry streak there. So.
Yeah, she won six in a row.
I get it. It's a big deal that you won.
It is a big deal.
I'm still the Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Ethan has
last.
But Kim has six wins. Mark has four. He's catching up.
He has three with an additional win with an asterisk.
Yeah, she put the S in it.
She knows. Yeah. She believes. She understands. I like your answer. All right, so anyway, yesterday was the Masters. And Mark, since you're a returning champion, you'll go first. Real or fake, for the first time in history, more people played golf on an off-course venue than on golf courses. Real or fake?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
I don't understand that question.
Off-course venue.
Like Dave & Buster's or a Topgolf or...
So like Golden Tee?
No, not Golden Tee, but like...
Simulators.
No, oh, okay. Because Topgolf, you're still hitting the ball.
So was that just yesterday or just in
general? For the first time in history, last year, more people played golf on an off-course venue than a golf course.
Is that worldwide or just in the U.S.?
I'm not narrowing it down
Mark,
for you
Mark, this
anymore.
Isn't 20
it's
questions. This
fake.
Is real or fake news.
Okay, I'm going to call that fake, but I'm worried. Because if it's worldwide, there are places they don't have enough golf courses, so that could skew the statistics. But if it's in the U.S., I'm calling it fake.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It is real. More people. It doesn't say worldwide or in the United States. It just says...
Why in the hell,
year.
Unless it's wintertime, would
well,
you want to go
play... We just build another top golf here in St. Louis.
Yeah, but that's not golf. Golf is when you go play 9 or 18 holes. Like, that's golf.
Now he's doing
it. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I still think it's some BS.
Today is tax day, so let's do some little tax things. Kim St. Ange, real or fake, 63% of IRS audits were aimed at filers making less than $200,000 a year. 63%. Filers making less than 200K.
This isn't like, it's actually 58% versus 63.
The number is either yes or no.
Okay, sure. We'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to say real, too.
Mark Cox.
Yeah, I got to go with real on that one.
That is correct. It is 63% of all audits were on filers making less than $200,000. So that means they're going after the little guy, not the
big
guys. I was
like, that's kind of sad.
Ethan Bright, another tax question. Less than 35% of today's jobs did not exist in 1940. Real or fake?
I'm going to say that fake.
Mark Cox.
Oh, real.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say fake.
It is fake. It is 70% of all jobs did not exist in 1940.
You think about all the technology.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
AI now?
That's a trick question.
It's not. I said less than 35.
Champions getting a little bitter.
Mark's going to flip this table over.
Get out of the bitter barn, Mark, and play in some hay.
Wow. Wow.
Ouch.
Mark Cox, real or fake, the IRS said it has received more than 150 million tax returns ahead of today's deadline.
Fake.
Kim C. Nash.
I didn't listen because I was thinking about my bitter barn comment. What did you say?
The IRS has received more than 150 million tax returns before today.
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake.
It is fake. It's only 100 million.
Yeah, that sounds closer. Yeah.
Math. Look at the math queen. All right, math queen. Real or fake, a man pled guilty to a theft of a solid gold toilet worth $6 million from a palace in England.
Sounds stupid enough to be real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go true.
Yeah, that's real.
It is real. It actually happened, and he got caught.
How do you steal a toilet? Like, carry it out. They're huge.
And solid gold would weigh a lot.
Yes. You would think.
Why did you make a solid gold toilet is the other question. Do you know what you do in a toilet? Why would you want to have that gold?
Ethan Bright, real or fake? An ultra-rare moon pie package misprint from the last eclipse sold for nearly $3,000. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll say real.
Kim I'll say real.
It's fake.
Oh.
Made that one up. Yay. Mark Cox, real or fake? Cicadas are the queens of pee. They have a more odorous urine than any other animal in the animal kingdom. Real or fake?
Fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
These two are teaming up against
me. They're also tied.
He decides whatever she says.
We have to go, and it's still damn tied. All right, and you know what? It's just between the two of you. Real or fake? Kim St. Ange, PetSmart will pay to cover up your tattoo. Real or fake?
What do you mean pay to cover up your tattoo?
That is the words that I just said.
Okay. PetSmart?
Yeah. PetSmart.
It sounds weird enough. Sure, true.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go fake to end it.
It is real. So we have a winner. Kim St. Ange. Lucky number 7.
Winning.
And Mark, I believe they were actually teaming up against
I do they feel were. Bad yeah, because yeah, yeah. I think Ethan said fake just because I had already said real.
That is exactly
true. So he's
true.
An honorary winner today.
Chicken crap.
Don't be a sore loser, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.